Welcome to Off to the Races on the Racing Biz Radio, our Friday podcast featuring Derby Bill Watson. We're going to be looking at graded races, the Parks Dash, the Dick Memorial at Delaware Park, the Delaware Oaks at Delaware Park, and we're going to finish it up with the $1,250,000 Belmont Derby. Lots of turf racing in the offing. Quick thank you to sponsors, the Maryland Jockey Club, Maryland Horse Breeders Association, Virginia Thoroughbred Association, Virginia Equine Alliance, the Delaware Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association, Maryland Horse Industry Board. Thanks to all, and thanks to you for listening to our podcast this afternoon. Derby Bill, welcome to the program.
Yeah, so glad to keep things going in the summer with the closing of Colonial Downs and Laurel picking up things. Maybe we can keep this thing rolling all the way till Saratoga.
That sounds good to me. Always good to have Derby Bill Watson, the former on-air handicapper and analyst for the late lamented Colonial Downs. Always good to have him joining us. Derby Bill, let's start. Let's dive right in here. Grade 3 Parks Dash, $200,000 event at Parks Racing. 5 furlongs on the turf. And this is a race where you've got some pretty interesting runners in here. I mean, you kind of have to start the discussion with the ageless and amazing Ben's Cat, don't you?
Yeah, I would say at 10 years old and 110 degree heat index, that would be a good place to start if you can handle 5 furlongs in this heat.
Yeah, I mean, this is a runner who has won this race previously, won it in 2014 and 2013, and there might be others in 2012 as well. So he's won this race a few times. He's won several graded stakes, coming in off a little bit of a disappointing third place effort in the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup. The winner of that race, Take Cover, is here. And the runner up from that race, Spring to the Sky, won an allowance at Belmont in his next start. So certainly those are logical runners to look at. I don't know how much time you've had to spend with this race, but you got a couple other interesting runners in here, including Power Alert, who certainly has some really good efforts to run back to, although his recent form isn't great. Pure Sensation, who ran a bang-up race to win the Jaipur. And even Jerry Bennett's Rocket Heat, who is a speedy sort. Rocket Heat, who ran third in the Jim McKay Turf Sprint at Pimlico over Preakness weekend. And Jerry Bennett's Fast Flying Rumor, who's going to be looking possibly to work out the same kind of trip that Ben's Cat will, stalking the early speed and running on. Have you had a chance to spend much time with this race, Bill?
Yeah, I'm just trying to enjoy the 9-2 on Ben's Cat. You don't see that often in a horse that's won 32 races. That's amazing odds on this horse, and he's had a little bit of rest here. He gave him a little bit of rest after the last couple of races he ran so close together. I thought it, a little bit tired, and last race wasn't quite as sharp as he was on Preakness Day. So with the extra rest here, I think he's very capable of beating this field. I also like Alan Goldberg's combo here, getting the 2-for-1 horses, the 1 and the 1A. So this one, I don't see anybody under 4-to-1, so it's actually a very nice race for the wagerers out here.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think Ben's Cat's going to get just the setup that he wants if he's good enough. I mean, it looks to me like there's plenty of horses with plenty of early zip in this race, including Rocket Heat and Pure Sensation. I think Pure Sensation, an interesting play at 6-to-1 morning line, just ran his eyeballs out in his last race, winning the Jaipur at 18-to-1 odds, while setting just blazing fractions. And the other horses who were involved early, including Rocket Heat, were nowhere at the end. This was a big, big effort. And it's not like this horse hasn't done this before. In fact, he won the Turf Monster over this strip last year by a nose. So he's good enough to do this. He's good enough to double up on that kind of effort. I think at 6-to-1, he's kind of an interesting play. What do you think?
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time at the Bet lately, and I'm leaning towards the old age warm weather benefit for Ben's Cat here. 10 years old, very similar to Derby Bill's legs. When it gets above 90 degrees, it's definitely a benefit for Ben's cat. So, and a detriment to younger cats because the old bones feel good in the heat is my theory here. So I'm going to actually just take Ben's cat and the one in the 1A in a nice exacta box.
I like that. You know, you're not going to get that kind of handicapping anywhere else. The old bones feel good in the warm weather angle on Ben's cat. So there you have it. Ben's cat over the 1-1A entry of Take Cover Pool winner. Good luck to everybody in the parks dash. Let's turn our attention to Delaware Park. Now the grade three, $200,000 Robert G. Dick Memorial going. This is a long one, 1.38 miles on the turf. So we go from a 5-furlong sprint at Parks to 1.38 miles on the grass at Delaware Park. Bill, which way are you looking here? This is a race that kind of runs. You kind of got to figure out it. Is it photo call or is it somebody from everybody else? Where are you leaning in this one?
Yeah, I was aiming at Belmont all weekend with the Stars and Stripes until I saw this race and the 50 cent pick three and pick four start with this race. So the pick four into the Delaware Oaks is race 10. So 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is now a pick four play for me. And this one, as you mentioned, the distance of this race is the key. Self used here. This one can go long. This one was a monster last out. And just a perfect number, perfect setup. I can't believe he wasn't a favorite here. I had him at 8-5 on my numbers. 5-2 is the morning line, which would be a great addition to my pick three and pick four if he stays at 5-2 over photo call. Photo call, the 9-5 morning line setter here, I think is a little bit unjust. He's got to get the lead and go to the front and stave off the Chargers here late here. So, a really questionable, and back to the grade three level here is Photo Call's biggest plus here, and he's got two wins at grade three level, so he can't go against this horse too many times. I just will in this race because I think Self Used is a better horse.
Yeah, actually, Photo Call's got a grade one if you go back even a little farther than what you can see on the page. So she's certainly a horse with some talent. Is Suffused a single for you in your pick four?
In the pick four, being as it's 50 cent, I'd use both horses, but only because I watch TVG a lot, and they those guys tend to hit the all button on some of these races. And at 50 cent, I can always borrow money from the racingbiz.com fund.
Exactly. The racingbiz.com making, of course, extensive funds available for Derby Bill's wagering pleasure. One other horse I want to just point to briefly in here is Savings Account, 3-horse Tom Proctor trainee, 8-1 morning line. It's a horse that you can't see it if you just print out your normal PPs, but actually is grade 3 placed on the turf. They started this horse on the turf, had some success with her doing that, shifted her over to the main track, where she had some early success, but recent form kind of tailed off. Interesting that Proctor likes how she's doing well enough to come right back in this spot and puts Brian Pedroza, red hot at the Delaware meet and kind of turning his career around. So interesting spot for Savings Account, but certainly she's going to have to bring her running shoes to deal with the likes of Suffused and Photo Call.
There's a lot of good horses in this race. For the upset, if you're going for it, Real Smart here, 2 trips at Belmont. It's done well. It's improving with Graham Motion and Edgar Prado making his return to the Mid-Atlantic racing very nicely here, as I've seen him win several times here. And then the horse that we liked back a couple weeks ago at Pimlico, was it Vislam?
Oh, Vilsom, yeah.
Vilsom, that's the one. The All Brandy was just a tremendous dud. He ate too many crab cakes in Baltimore. But this one should be back in at 15-1, a nice price on this horse if you want to do the TVG thing and throw 4 horses in the pick three.
Yeah, there you go. The concern I have about Vilsom is the Gallarette, where she ran great and was second, really has come back weak, and nobody has won out of the Gallarette in their next. So not sure what was really in that field, but you know, certainly she's a mare who's run some really good races for sure. Let's skip ahead to the Grade 3 Delaware Oaks. We'll talk about the Oaks a little bit, and then, Bill, maybe I'll just ask you if you want to outline what your pick four looks like. But let's spend a minute here with the mile and 16th $300,000 Grade 3 Delaware Oaks. This is a field – I was talking with Steve Bick about this earlier today. This is a field with a lot of horses that you could kind of – you kind of take one, you take the other. They kind of, a lot of these horses look kind of the same. Where are you landing in this spot?
Yeah, I saw about four $10 horses available at the top for the top pick here, and all of them will pay over $10. Browse 9-2, big front runner, needs to steal this one from the front. If he can steal, if he can get up and go and stay out of trouble, this one's returned to the. Also has Redinger Prado returning to the Mid-Atlantic Circuit with, I don't know what's got into him. He's ready to win again. Edgar's riding very well this right now. Maybe he just likes being back in the Mid-Atlantic Circuit. So Browse a plus there at 9-2. Dark Nile 4-1. Last three wins. A big jump each outing. He's improved each outing. Just tremendous improvement. You don't usually see this much of improvement between races. With a horse, so masterful job of training this one, and just see if the tank's still loaded for this one. He's ran all several races. Kingsley Kisses is 5-2, which might drift up here, even though it's a Pletcher horse as a favorite. That usually doesn't drift too much, but this one's a chalk that's very beatable here. Kingsley Kisses, I think I have him about 5-1, so and the Pletcher factor drives him down to 5-2. And they wonder here, you'll like this horse, 5-1. That's a good price there. He's a PARX specialist here on the PARX sprint weekend here. he's earned a shot at moving up in class. Definitely a big step up here for 8-1, but at a price, I see whoever wins this race paying more than $10.
Yeah, and Eighth Wonder's interesting. The trick with her is she needs the lead, and there's other speed in here. Her first try beyond a mile, she kind of gave it up late. And so the trick I think with her is going to be, can they get her to relax enough to get the two turns, to get the distance? I agree with you, Bill. I don't think you need to take 5-2 on Kinsley Kisses. And I really like Dark Nile in this spot, who has shown the ability to go to the lead, has shown the ability to stalk and pounce, which I think is going to be the right approach here, and is undefeated going two turns. Her only defeat was a 6-furlong sprint, 3-for-3 going a mile or beyond. And just for good measure, Arnaud Delacour 8-for-16 during this Delaware Park meeting. So certainly that's a live runner there. So who are you from this race? Who ends up in your pick four then?
So I'm going 4 deep in this one because it's, like I said, okay, it's a 50 cent pick four. So I have like top two choices in two races, and then still tabulating the thing so I can hit your horse up for the horse that's called Savings Account. I might have to check that first before I make this play. So we'll move on to Belmont here, and we'll let people at 50 cent, you got to add a couple extra horses. I do, like the price of a 50 cent pick four and a 50 cent pick three on 7, 8, and 9. So the stakes are surrounded here at Delaware.
All right. So there you have it. The Grade 3 Delaware Oaks, the third of our four graded races we're talking about here. And then finally, let's get to the big money here, the $1.25 million Grade 1 Belmont Derby Invitational, mile and a quarter on the inner turf at Belmont Park. And this is drawn a big field. If you wave $1 million around, the horses will come. And surely they have come here. And this is another one. The favorite looks to be the 7-2 on Long Island Sound. Aidan O'Brien, runner shipping in from Great Britain, his base, was recently third in the Group 3 Terson Tenery at Royal Ascot, had won His first three tries, a Warfront Colt. Bill, what are you thinking here? What are you looking at here in the Grade One Belmont Derby?
Yeah, you're Kentucky bred, but Invader from overseas, that Long Island T, Long Island Sound. first time Lasix, if you've ever had Lasix, which I've had several times, the vet at Colonial Downs used to give me Lasix to make it through these 100-degree days. that might be a plus here. I'm using it as a negative here in this race, and I'm trying to upset a very lukewarm 7-2 favored in a 13-horse field if they all go 7-2. So, we don't have anything under 7-2. So I'm definitely trying to beat him here, and a couple stunners for you here. Beach
I like
Patrol.
Stunners.
Oh, Beach Patrol here, number 9, my top pick, 12-1. I really think the distance increase will be huge for this horse here. Chad Brown, the switch to Chad Brown's barn will also be huge. Looking for a bounce back effort after his last trip here, but that gives the price value when you have a bad outing and come back for the next one in such a big race. When you come back to a race that's 1.25 million smackaroos, I love this horse here at 12-1. Delville here would be my top favorite in this race, should be my favorite in this race. Delville, the 13 horse, another one coming across the pond after a miserable Epson Investor Derby, just a horrible race over there. And the bounce factor here I'm using on the top two picks here. But the connections here, Mr. O'Brien and Mr. Upset-Minded Spencer up on top of this horse. Very, very dangerous horse for you here. And just tossing the Investor Derby. And maybe the surface was a little bit wet over there for Dahlville. This one's going five deep here because I got another one. You'll love the 11-horse, 20-1 Aquaphobia comes in here off a small $50,000 stakes win, but this one's improving. 3-year-old just loves lint, and this one has a chance to close here like a monster in a field that's going to set up with like a traditional Colonial Downs old turf race with 13 on the turf that nobody could ever pick properly, and we saw $10,000 super effectors. You might see that in this race. Camelot Kitten is the 6-horse. You got to toss that one in here. I went 5 deep in this race, 5-horse box if you have to. Ramsey on the turf, and Ramsey on the turf. I'll say that 3 times. Yeah, maybe I'll say it again. 5-1 off 2 graded close wins. Really close wins for the Kitten Joy horse here, but a mile and a quarter has been Kitten's Joy has produced a lot of horses that could go a mile and a quarter and a lot of derby horses. So you can't throw Ramsey out of anything on the turf.
All right, let's recap that just so we're we're tossing the 7. We're tossing the favorite. Is that right? What's that?
Need some Best Be Cliff notes on that one.
Exactly right. We're tossing the favorite, number 7, Long Island Sound, Aiden O'Brien runner. We are including the 6, Camelot Kitten, at 5-1, Chad Brown trainee, back-to-back graded wins. And only really bad race this horse ran was in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf last year. Are we including Beach Patrol? We are, right?
Yes, sir, on top.
Okay, so we got Beach Patrol, 12-1. Enters off a miserable performance in the Grade 3 Penn Mile when he was 6, beat 7 lanes, but in the Chad Brown. What's that?
Way too many pretzels and birch beer before the race, what I hear.
I don't know where you get these insights from, but there's something special. The 11, Aquaphobia, another Arno Delacour horse. Interesting choice. I like this horse, too. I thought he ran really well in the Jimmy Murphy at Pimlico over Preakness weekend, second to Marengo Road with kind of some late action, then tons the best in the Stellaware. Looks to have plenty of upside. Interesting horse. Joe Bravo in the irons, and all Joe Bravo has been doing is winning big stakes wherever he goes. And the 13, Deauville, who is 4-1, another Aiden O'Brien horse, gets Lasix for the first time. Lousy performance in the Epsom Derby last out. Other than that, had been running well and keeping the right kind of company overseas. So the 6-9, the 11, the 13. Who am I missing here, Bill? Am I missing anyone?
6, 11, 9, 13, and 7.
7. Oh, so you are including the favorite.
Yeah, if you go 5 deep in the box.
Okay.
Because I'm predicting the over-under for the trifecta might be $1,000 in this race. The over-under.
Yeah, it's going to pay. No question. No question. So
there you have it. On a betting exchange.
Yeah, that's it. Head up to Monmouth Park and get some action there. So, 6, 7, 9, 11, 13, boxing them up for the triple and hoping for the best there. Derby Bill, any final thoughts on this big weekend of racing?
Yeah, the Belmont's obviously big. Yeah, the Belmont Oaks is another $1 million race. And the key there is they're all on NBC TV. So if you're out and about and throw the VCR on and take the NBC, so you'll see the future of racing here with Saratoga every week going to be on Fox Sports 2. So things are going in the right direction for summertime racing, which used to be an afterthought in the vacation time. So I'm really glad to see these races, and with Laurel's turf racing in the summer too, this is going to be keep us going through the summer.
All right, sounds good. Derby Bill Watson, thank you so much. Thanks to everybody for listening to the Off to the Races podcast on the Racing Biz Radio. And let's all have some good luck at the windows.